I couldn't make up my mind whether to call this sermon Beginnings and Endings or Building Bridges. Based on what you're saying, I probably should have gone for the building part. But the premise of what I want to say to you this week is really twofold. First, with every ending in life, there is always a new beginning, which ties directly to when one door closes, a window opens. What does this adage truly mean? If we look to Edge, he's graduated from high school, an ending. And he's going to college, a beginning. With everything that we do in our lives, we are constantly facing beginnings and endings. We are born, we live a life, and then we die. And in between, we begin and end a billion times, at least, in different ways. Each one of them important and requiring us to be truly present. I've been thinking about beginning and ending a lot this spring, as we have had 5 members of our congregation die since January. This just takes my breath away. How do we make sense of such a loss? Maybe we don't. Maybe we really can only be present to the truth of it, that life ends. Thus, we need to live it to its fullest while we can. I'm sure that beyond birth and death, we can think of a bunch of different types of beginnings and endings, such as leaving youth and entering young adulthood. We use a bridge to signify this transition because, in large measure, it is a big crossing over, a transition. There are also small, yet important beginnings and endings, such as inhaling and exhaling and inhaling again. And small, ever-present, continual process of beginning and ending is what breathing is. The same exists within this moment. There is a past, there is this moment, and then there is the future. When I move beyond this moment, I'm yet again beginning and ending. Repeatedly, from word to word, I'm beginning and I'm ending. The Buddhist monk, writer, and teacher Thich Nhat Hanh explains that our true home is not in the past. Our true home is not in the future. Our true home is in the here and the now. Life is available only in here and now. And it is our true home. Mindfulness is the energy that helps us recognize the conditions of happiness that are already present in our lives. You do not have to wait 10 years to experience this happiness. It is present in every moment of our daily lives. There are those of us who are alive but don't even know it. But when you breathe in and you are aware of your in-breath, you touch the miracle of being alive. That is why mindfulness is a source of happiness and joy. I know that it's not easy to stay present in this moment. My mind wanders all the time. I wrestle it back. We spend most of our lives either thinking about the future or being somewhat stuck in the past. And Tay reminds us that most people are forgetful. They are not really there a lot of the time. Their mind is caught in their worries, in their fears, in their anger, and their regrets. And they are not mindful of being here. That state of being is called forgetfulness. You are there, but you are not there. You are caught in the past or in the future. You are not here in the present moment, living your life deeply. That is forgetfulness. On the other hand, the opposite of forgetfulness is mindfulness. Mindfulness is when you are truly here, mind and body together. You breathe in, you breathe out mindfully. You bring your mind back to your body, and you are here. When your mind is here with your body, you are established in this present moment. Being established in the present moment, we see and experience exactly what is right in front of us. What would that really feel like to experience right here, right now? I've experienced how life has given us gifts and as well as challenges in the moment. Gifts and challenges. Illness and injury. Passion and love. These physically tangible realities keep us firmly planted in the here and now, if we allow them. The second thought that I had about this morning's sermon is about building bridges. It is apropos that Edge is bridging in his life. The act of moving from youth to young adult, it is an exciting and daunting reality that you, Edge, will transition from a place of minor irresponsibility to real responsibility. You have had expectations on you in your life, take out the garbage, do this, do that, create that wonderful snowball thrower. And you have had purpose in your life thus far, but moving forward from this place, you will have more expectations, more to do, and far less supervision from someone else. You will be your supervisor. How will you choose to live your life? How do we all choose to live our lives? We end and we begin. And I know that you have all heard me say this in so many different ways before, but this is always the moment of beginnings and endings. This one right here, right now. And this is also the moment of your precious life. This precious moment is part of your precious life. If we are willing to be here, we live with a great treasure of peace and happiness and wholeness right in front of us. But it is not easy to see them, these gifts. Yet all we have to do is to develop our mind and our heart, and they are here. An analogy. Butter lies unseen in milk. To transform milk into butter, we need to churn it. We need to work what is there. To transform the seed of possibility of a precious life into a life of exceptional happiness and wholeness also requires effort. This effort begins with self-education, an education focusing on the mind and the heart. It requires our active participation. The inner development will reveal our hidden human treasure by removing the mental obstacles that obscure a larger life. An inner education is not about acquiring outer information or developing the tools of a vocation. It is an education about our inner life. It is a process of looking within, removing the veils of mental chatter and thoughts and emotions, and then expanding our understanding, gaining new capabilities and skills, and developing to our full potential. Edge, as you expand your skills and knowledge out in that world and in college, please do not forget about developing your inner gifts as well. It is our birthright. It is our responsibility to live and cultivate this precious moment, this precious life to the fullest. And one is never too old to begin again. Just saying. Beginnings and endings. Building bridges instead of walls. It is up to us to decide where we will stand on all of this. You are an amazing congregation of people, dedicated and willing to work hard. As the year comes to an end and we enter into a time of introspection, let us do so with an open heart and an open mind. May we all be called, as Friedrich Buechner once testified, the place God calls you to is the place where your deepest gladness and the world's deepest hunger meet. Let us find that place together. Find that place of passion, that place that we are truly jazzed about. And let us change the world. For Edge, maybe it's music or engineering. Something that you and Buren do well together is music. Well, really well. Or maybe it's something else. In large measure, we are all at the beginning of an amazing journey right now. What I was struck by yesterday at Helga Andrews's memorial service was the stories that were shared about her life. A life that she lived to the fullest. Helga was a lifelong learner who lived out her values in the world, loved what and who she loved, traveled and enjoyed it all. One can be certain that she did not hesitate. She lived this one precious life to its fullest. The story of her life reminds me of the saying that I love and is the goal of my own life. It goes something like this. Are you ready? Life is not a journey to the grave with the intention of arriving safely in a pretty and well-preserved body, but rather to skid in broadside, thoroughly used up, totally worn out, and loudly proclaiming, "Wow, what a ride!" What I learned yesterday was Helga did just that. What a role model for us all. Friends, what is it that truly matters most in this moment? What is it? Let us live each moment mindfully. Do not sweat or get caught up in the beginnings and endings, because life is filled with them. Instead, let us build bridges together instead of walls. And let us do that in everything we do and in every community we are a part of. May we listen to our lives, see them for the fathomless mystery they are, in the boredom and the pain of it, no less than the excitement and the gladness. Touch, taste, smell your way to the holy and hidden heart of it, because in the last analysis, all moments are key moments, and life itself is grace. Congratulations, Edge, and congratulations to us all for our willingness to begin again in love. May it be so. Blessed be. Amen.